Here's a thought I'll title, A Bit of Reverse Engineering. Whenever I find myself shopping for new gear, one of the first things I do is gather what are essentially testimonials or reviews, professionals who look at camera equipment or lenses or whatever, and give us their opinions. It seems to me to be a great way to have an informed decision behind your purchasing decisions. So I look at a lot of YouTube videos. But rarely do I ever hear anyone in photography discussing an aspect of photography that I think is absolutely essential, and that is a bit of reverse engineering. How can you decide what camera you need or what lens you need until you've first decided what kinds of things you want to photograph and how you want to present them and finish them? If all you want to do is post images on Instagram, then why not just use an iPhone and be done with it, because it's got more than enough power and capabilities to allow you to succeed with that objective, reverse engineering. If, on the other hand, you want to make 42-inch prints, an early 8-megapixel camera from the early years in the digital era is probably not going to be sufficient unless you're going to show those images from way across the room somewhere. Then maybe that bit of reverse engineering tells you 8 megapixels is all you need. Same thing could be applied to the other end of the spectrum. Lots and lots of people seem to be all excited about high megapixel cameras with shutters that have very fast burst speeds and that can record 4K, 6K, sometimes 8K video. But I never hear people talking about why they need that capability in a camera, except for a few fairly obvious exceptions. If you're doing sports photography, then maybe a very fast burst rate is an incredibly important thing. But on the other hand, if you're doing sports photography, you probably don't need 42 megapixels. Unless you're going to crop in severely in order to center your field of view on the action, in which case, maybe what you need is a longer telephoto lens. Do you see what I'm getting at? You always have to reverse engineer to the necessary equipment, and that makes the decision about what you want or what you need. Well, okay, fine, but what if you don't know what you're going to want and what you're going to need down the road? Then you want the fastest camera, the fastest lens, the fastest shutter speed, the highest megapixel count, because that gives you the ultimate flexibility of being able to produce anything you might need to produce someday down the road. Well, maybe this is just a reflection on my 50 years in photography, but someday down the road seems to almost never occur. Almost, anyway. That instead, what I need is the equipment for what I'm producing today, for the means of distribution that I'm using today. And if my camera and my lens and my software and all the components that it takes to produce an image, if all of those are in place for what I want to produce today, then that's good enough. Anything beyond that is either money spent that wasn't necessary to spend, or hard drive space that wasn't necessary to consume, or complications in the camera that don't help your pictures at all. I'm reminded of this every year when we do the Lenswork Community Book Project, and I see in the metadata the equipment that people are using. And I can tell you with some assurance, I've mentioned this before, that there is absolutely zero relationship between the camera that's used and the image that's produced. I've come to the conclusion that the most important characteristics of a camera are not its technical capabilities, but rather if it thinks like you do, if it works the way you think, so that it provides the least amount of friction between you and the image you want to produce. And that is clearly a result of reverse engineering. You know what you want to produce, or roughly the things you want to produce, plus or minus, and you acquire the equipment that allows you to do that. If someday down the road you decide you want to do other kinds of images, well, maybe you can upgrade your gear or downgrade your gear as necessary for that kind of project. Okay, but what if it involves travel to a remote and expensive location? Again, I would simply ask, what have you produced in the past? If you've made 42-inch prints in the past, there's a pretty good chance that you'll make 42-inch prints in the future, and so reverse engineering, get the megapixel camera that will allow you to do that comfortably. On the other hand, if you've never in your life made a 42-inch print, then there's probably some other characteristic that'll be more important to you than the megapixels of the camera. I once remember Ted Orland saying, it's a mistake to use an 8x10 view camera to shoot a wedding. Although I could think immediately of exceptions, as a general rule, he's probably right. What do you want to do? And then equip yourself to be able to do that with the least amount of interference from the equipment, and you'll probably find your life a lot more productive than if you're fighting equipment or needlessly spending money on equipment that doesn't actually show up in your photographs. Essentially, good enough is, well, good enough.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.